rest of the story. There's an old house in St. Louis on the corner of Bayless Avenue and Lime Ferry Road. Hardly anybody alive remembers that it used to be called Old Risch's 8 Mile House. It was here before you were, or before your father was, or your grandfather, or his father. Looking at the immaculately maintained building, you'd never know it, but Old Risch's 8 Mile House was here before this nation was a nation. The French flag has flown from its rooftop, and the Spanish flag. It is so old, we're not certain who built it, or precisely when. Probably it dates back to 1749, the same year Frenchman surveyor Jean de Gamache finished his historic Grapevine Road. The 18th century Wilderness Avenue was 65 miles long, connected the villages of St. Genevieve and Carondelet. Because of the distance, there had to be a resting place along the way. So somebody, perhaps one of the sons of Clemente de Tréguier, built the old inn on Grapevine Road. The pathway that led to its doorstep is called Lime Ferry Road today, but back then it was called the Grapevine Road in honor of its origin. Because, you see, the surveyor, de Gamache, possessed no modern 18th century surveyor's equipment. He had to lay out his road by cutting a long hunk of wild grapevine and using its length as his unit of measurement. And ever since then, the wild grapevine has been entwined with the local history. As the years passed, the old inn reached out to embrace many travelers whose names you'd know. 1824, a procession of fiddlers and harpists escorted the Marquis de Lafayette to its portals. Inside, he was toasted with native wild grape wine, served a feast of buffalo steaks and wild turkey and French pastry. The Marquis ate himself sick and spent the night. Author Washington Irving stopped there twice. Explorer William Clark frequented the place after becoming governor of the Missouri Territory. President William Howard Taft visited in 1909. Among the most often visitors of his time was a young cordwood peddler who still owes a small bar bill. The IOU survives as a treasured memento, for the cordwood peddler became the general and the president, Ulysses S. Grant. The old inn came to be known as 8 Mile House because after the city of St. Louis was built, it turned out coincidentally that the old courthouse and market at Broadway were 8 miles away. 8 miles to the foot. And that's not the only coincidence. The old inn's a restaurant now. Bears little resemblance to the tiny structure it was 2.5 centuries ago. But you go to the northeast corner and you'll see the original sun-dried brick in the old storage cellar with limestone walls almost 3 feet thick. The joists in the floor above are original, too. Are astonishingly preserved adz-hewn oak timbers. And upstairs the window frames and the door facings and the woodwork trim are meticulously hand-carved in the motif of wild grapevines. For the original surveyor of the Grapevine Road, limited by his pioneer circumstances, used a random length of grapevine to do his surveying. But his road would never have to be re-surveyed. Because today, verifying with the most precise surveyor's gear available, it appears that Surveyor de Gamache, 243 years ago, by sheerest happenstance, with no measuring device at his disposal, had cut a length of wild grapevine exactly 16.5 feet long. And as any 20th century surveyor could tell you, 16.5 feet is precisely one rod. And now you know the rest of the story.